With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says Democrats, most notably Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, reversed themselves on opposing the continuing resolution because they realized shutting down the government would be a losing hand.
American people take the view, if you can't explain to them in 15 seconds why you're shutting the government down, and it better be good, then they're going to punish you for it politically.
Senator Talent interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The CR vote coming later today. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump speaking at the Justice Department this hour. Mr. Trump using his visit to deliver a speech outlining his administration's tough-on-crime agenda. The visit is the first by a president and the first by any president in a decade. China, Russia, and Iran holding nuclear talks, calling for an end to U.S. sanctions on Iran.
The discussions are the latest attempt to broach the Iran sanctions issue and come after President Donald Trump wrote to Iran's supreme leader in an attempt to jumpstart talks. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says the Iran nuclear issue has reached a critical juncture. Wang adds the U.S. withdrawal from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, known as the Iran nuclear deal, had interfered with its implementation. Iran now enriches uranium to near weapons-grade levels. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Immigration officials have arrested a second person who participated in a pro-Palestinian protesting at Columbia University and have revoked the visa of another student from India. Liket Kordia, a Palestinian from the West Bank, was arrested for overstaying her student visa. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 574 points, the Nasdaq up 395. This is SRN News. Congress worried about Nigeria.
A House subcommittee has been taking testimony on the violent persecution of Christians in that African nation. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins told lawmakers, quote, "The world is not paying enough attention to the growing humanitarian disaster in Nigeria, despite its strategic importance as Africa's most populous country. Muslim terrorists have been murdering Christians for two decades there, and the government seems to be turning a blind eye." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says she hopes to rule next week on whether to block President Trump's order banning transgender people from serving in the military. U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes says it is her strong hope that she will issue a decision next Tuesday or Wednesday. In a hearing, the judge frequently sounded hostile toward the president's order, suggesting to some observers that she's already made up her mind. This is SRN News. It's jail time for a father who shot a youth coach.
45-year-old Daryl Clemens was sentenced to 13 years in prison for shooting and wounding a Missouri youth football coach because he was upset about his son's playing time. Last month, the jury found Clemens guilty of assault and armed criminal action for the 2023 shooting of volunteer coach Shaquille Lattimore, who was hospitalized in critical condition but survived. Prosecutors say that while both men were armed, the coach handed his gun to a friend and told Clemens they should fight with fists. Clemens rejected the idea and shot Lattimore five times as 9 and 10-year-olds practiced nearby. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Alabama has set an execution date for an inmate who dropped his appeals this summer. Convicted murderer James Osgood will be executed by lethal injection on April 24th. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.